Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Dr. Xavier Rottenberg. He has been at IMEC Leuven since 2000, where he contributes to the research in the field of RF, RF MEMS, photonics, and microsystems modeling integration. Welcome to the podcast, Xavier.
Thank you, Daniel, for the kind introduction.
So can you tell us how you first came to the semiconductor industry and then what brought you to IMEC?
Yeah, for sure. So I studied applied physics at the university, and I looked for a challenging position in research and development. And IMEC, as an important research center in microelectronics, was looking for some new profiles, maybe a bit further away from pure electronics, but going to new type of domains, optics, acoustics, for sensors and actuators. And that's how I started my career, let's say, in semiconductor R&D within IMEC.
Oh, great. So recently, IMEC demonstrated flat panel display compatible PMUT technology for emerging ultrasound applications. Can you tell us what is PMUT and how does this all work?
Yes, for sure. So maybe first of all, it's important to explain to you, the listeners, that PMUT stands for piezoelectric micromachined ultrasound transducers. In fact, this is an emerging technology that is meant to replace typical piezoelectric ultrasound transducers. The typical piezoelectric transducer rely on a bulk piece of piezoelectric material that you apply voltages to in order to make them vibrate, or that generate voltages upon impeding of ultrasound waves. And these are the typical materials or devices that are used in what you can know from echography or sonography that you might have experienced at the hospital. The problem is that these standard devices, the typical piezoelectric ultrasound transducers, it's a very good but very old technology that does not scale properly to higher frequencies, to higher dimensionalities of the arrays. And especially it suffers also from the poor quality of the analog data that are produced and that are going through wires towards an imaging system. So there is a whole trend of digitizing the information as close as possible to the ultrasound transducer itself. And therefore, we look for technologies that can be integrated on top of CMOS or very close to CMOS. And the standard piezo bulk device don't allow that properly or easily. And this is why there is a whole trend towards moving to micromachined ultrasound transducers that are thin film devices that can be post-processed on top of CMOS, where instead of relying on the vibration of the bulk of a material, we build little drums, microscopic drums on top of CMOS, for example. And these drums, if sound falls on the drum vibrates. And because there is a thin layer of piezoelectric in it, that vibration or flexuring of the membrane generates a voltage that you can measure. And that's a measure for the ultrasound impinging. On the other hand, if you apply a voltage to the device, the piezoelectric thin film on the membrane will flex and then send out ultrasound. So basically, these devices are highly designable because you can change the size of the drum and then change the frequency, for example, change the properties of the device. They can be produced at large volumes directly on top of their support electronics and can fulfill all the tasks that typical ultrasound transducers would do, in fact. So you can do imaging by doing pulse echo, for example, but you can also enable applications that rely on focused ultrasound where you deliver power to the scene or to the target in a way.
Oh, interesting. So how does this array compare to similar technology currently on the market?
Okay, so indeed. So if we now focus on PMUT type of technologies. So PMUT have been developed, let's say, for about a decade or two. And the typical platforms for these developments are close to silicon wafer processing or CMOS processing, as I told you. That means that typically then PMUT arrays would be limited in size to a typical CMOS die or a reticle type of processing, so a few square centimeters maximum. The problem is that for many applications, you want to have way larger arrays. For example, if you need to image a scene which is way bigger, if you need to have a full body scanner, for example, you would want to have a much bigger array than that typical square centimeter. And this is why we have moved towards enabling our devices, not in a CMOS type of environment, but in a flat panel display production facility, where you rely not so much on CMOS, but on thin film transistors for addressing these ultrasound transducers. And you're not limited anymore by the reticle size from CMOS manufacturing, but you can ultimately consider printing square centimeters of these micromachine ultrasound transducers. For the rest, our device have performance very comparable or matching the standard PMUT device produced in CMOS fabs.
Interesting. So what are the benefits of making it compatible with FPD process technologies? Cost, obviously.
Sure, cost is an important factor, but yeah, okay. You could, I always go to the size of the array first, and indeed you could produce a square meter of ultrasound transducer with silicon-based devices, but the cost would be exorbitant, so it would be practically impossible. So indeed, the first point is the capability to produce affordable, large area arrays of PMUTs. I already told you that some application, or many applications, in fact, define the size of the interface that you need to produce. So for example, if you need to have a full cardiac imager, for example, you would want to have a large patch of ultrasound transducers. And for that, you need to have, for example, 10 by 10 square centimeter arrays. And this is not plausible, let's say, in silicon type of technologies. These applications do not allow you to negotiate on the form factor, basically. And scaling down does not work. Okay. And that leads to the price point that you were mentioning already. So again, in principle, we can produce this device at square meters ultimately, and that is quite a game changer in our view. Further, I told you already before that typically PMUT are developed to be integrated on top of CMOS for digitizing their data as soon as possible and maintaining quality of the data for the later imaging, for example. Well, the interesting thing to notice is that when we talk typically about ultrasound imaging as one characteristic application, we're talking about frequencies of a few megahertz typically. And in that sense, there is no reason to rely on an expensive CMOS technology that can handle gigahertz of frequencies for this type of applications. On the contrary, you see that the thin film transistors from flat panel display are fast enough to handle this type of megahertz signals, in fact. So when I talked before about the idea of having to bring this PMUT close to CMOS, in fact, we need to bring PMUT close to their support electronics. And that support electronics for several applications can be TFT because they can be fast enough. Last point also is that we demonstrate that these device that we produced can be also delaminated and relaminated in such a way that we can adapt these to non-flat surfaces and integrate these in different form factors.
Okay. So what applications will benefit from this technology?
Well, I might run the risk to repeat myself, but it's key in our explanation here is that all these applications that rely on large interfaces, large area of ultrasound emitters and receiver would definitely take advantage from these developments. Think of hundreds of square centimeters to square meters, let's say, of transducers. This is the type of thing that we can enable here. In that perspective, our We have a venture called Pulsify Medical that is bringing these type of technologies for cardiac monitoring, where it's very important to have a system that can look between ribs and have different windows to address the heart for its monitoring, in fact. This is one key application that we see taking advantage of that technology. But beyond that, non-destructive testing, where the same type of patches could be applied conformally on top of pipes to address the content of these pipes and also the integrity of the materials forming the walls of the pipes, for example, to detect voids or cracks. In general, airborne sonar, for example, for gesture recognition, for interfacing with the human, for robotic skin, would be very, very helped by these type of production areas. You can think further of delivering power to scenes. And we have been developing some of these technologies, especially for enabling mid-air haptic feedback, where you can trigger the receptors in fingers without having to touch anything. So we can beam what we call an acoustic hologram with a large aperture, a large array of these transducers, and use these to trigger responses in the figures or distribute sound to users. These are just some examples that would take advantage of these large areas, let's say.
Great. So what's next for this technology?
That's a very good point. So what's next for this technology is on the short term that through our venture called Pulsify Medical, we're in the process of striking partnership with FPD manufacturers so as to install our process for mass production. But beyond that, we see this precise PMUT technology in large area as a milestone or a stepping stone for our long-term roadmap of integrating these sensors and actuators in flat panel display manufacturing sites. We don't want to stop at ultrasound transducers, but we're looking into pressure sensor arrays, again, for artificial electronic skin, or microfluidic systems, and integrating photonics also with the two other modalities. So on the one hand, MEMS, second hand, microfluidics, and third hand, photonics. And this is the core of the roadmap that we pursue for sensors and actuators on plates, basically.
So how do customers engage with IMEC with this new technology?
Well, you can visit the website of IMEC, where there is plenty of information on our developments. So www.imec.be, I think, is the proper way to access us. And otherwise, you can always send us emails if you're interested to engage with us.
Great. I appreciate your time. Great discussion. Very interesting technology. And I hope to speak with you again at another time.
Same here. Thanks a lot.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening and have a great day.